Beginning Parshat Kitisa, we have the mitzvah of Shabbos, very famous psukim. Hashem spoke to Moshe, saying, "You shall speak to the children of Israel, saying, however, you must observe my Shabbos, for it's a sign between me and you for generations, to know that I am Hashem who makes you holy. You shall observe the Shabbat, it is holy to you. The desecrated shall be put to death. For whoever does work on it, the soul shall be cut off from among the people. For 6 days work may be done, and the seventh day is a complete rest. It is sacred to Hashem. Whoever does work on the Shabbat day shall be put to death. The children of Israel shall observe the Shabbat to make the Shabbat an eternal covenant for generations. Between me and the children of Israel is a sign forever, Oshi Beinu Veinechem. Then 6 day period Hashem made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed." The end of this phrase, Shabbat Vayinafash, Chazal learned from here, Vayinafash, that a Motzei Shabbos, we have Havdalah, Vay Avda Nafesh. Woe to the soul that is lost, the extra soul that we get Erev Shabbos is lost on Motzei Shabbos, and that's the Havdalah service. We have the Besamim, the sweet-smelling spices, to revive the soul. Our secondary question for today will be to try to understand a little bit of the aspects of Shabbos. We've spoken about it in the past, a little bit of a different view of what the Kedusha of Shabbos is about, the eternal relationship between us and Hashem, how we can access this on Shabbos. Our overall question, though, however, has to do with the time period that we're in right now. The Purim is always read around Parshas Kitisa. So the question that's asked, it's articulated, refiner, safer, Purim, eternal. Every Motzei Shabbos, there's a prevalent custom to mention a few psukim at the start of the recitation of Havdalah. One of these psukim seem to have very little to do with the theme of Havdalah, which is a theme of separation between Kodesh and Chol, holy and profane. It's a famous pasuk of La'yudim haita urav simcha v'sasom v'ikar. The Jews had light and gladness and joy and honor, which appears in Megillat Esther. We must try to understand why this verse was instituted into Havdalah ceremony and how it relates to the general theme of separation. That's our overall question for today. We know this pasuk, one of the pasukim we say out loud by the Megillah, La'yudim haita urav simcha v'sasom v'ikar. We say it every Havdalah, and we add, Kein tihye lanu, it should be for us as well. What is this doing in the Havdalah service? What should our mindset be when we hear it at every Motzei Shabbos? So a simple interpretation, even though nothing is simple. In source number 5, Rav Gamliel in Tiv Hazmiros points out that at the end of Shabbos we feel down, that we've lost our Neshama Yisera. But remember, and be, you know, buoyed by the fact that we're still Jews, La'yudim haitaru v'simcha, and the fact that we are the chosen nation, that should, Pasuk should remind us of that and should push us forward. Let's try to understand what is the nature of this pasuk, what the lessons we can learn. I'd like to really take a look at it on two levels. To preface our remarks, we have in source number 4, the Lekach V'Libov is Akdama to the Haggadah. He says, why do we have a kos of Yain Shel Havdalah? Why do we have a cup of wine of Havdalah? We'll talk about this a little bit more at the end. A cup of wine is a sign of simcha, it's a sign of joy. What is doing now is a sign of joy. Aren't we sad that our Shabbos is leaving, the Shami Saber is leaving, right? Where is there an aspect of simcha here? And he says, umevayer in the bracket, double underline in 4, she'inyan ha-simcha hi ma-shadam zocheh la-hargish inyan havdalah. The fact that we can even experience havdalah, ki havdalah ba miribui hadat, havdalah comes from knowledge, from understanding. The simcha is mitzad ribui hadat sheshel shezochel or kish nehavdalah. The fact that I can feel distinction, the fact that I can feel that there's a difference between time A and time B, that's reason to celebrate, that's reason to have a cup of wine on Havdalah. My friends, let's try to understand a little bit what the Havdalah is about in general, to try to get a deeper understanding of honoring Havdalah, of understanding the process of Havdalah, the mindset of Havdalah, the aspects of Havdalah, and specifically the connection to this pasuk, and I think we'll find some very, very fascinating ideas. The construct we're going to use, my friends, is again that Havdalah's das is knowledge. And I'd like to use as our two levels of Mirtz Hashem today that this Havdalah ceremony, this knowledge, this insight, can either be used as an exclusionary aspect or an inclusionary aspect. And the very same thing can exclude and include at the same time. Level 1 is going to be exclusion, and level 2 is going to be inclusion. So just to give an example of what we mean by how the very same thing can be exclusion and inclusion, it seems to be a contradiction. The classic example, this is mechitza in a shul. What is the role of the mechitza in a shul? So on the one hand, it's exclusionary, that the women are not part of the minyan, they're not part of the men, they are excluded, and they're in a separate section. That very same mechitza, which excludes the women, really includes them, because now they're able to be part of the minyan, now they're able to come to shul, now they're able to hear Kriyas HaTorah and Devarim Shebekedusha. So the very thing, the mechitza, which excludes them, that's the very modus operandi that enables them to be part of the synagogue experience, and it becomes something that includes them as well. So that aspect, the duality of exclusion and inclusion in the same thing, is really found in the Havdalah. So let's start with Havdalah very briefly. Our main focus in Yirtzeh Hashem today is going to be on the second level, which I think has more of the Chidushim for us, more of the novel ideas. It's looking at Shabbos as Havdalah is here to break the Shabbos from the week. It's to make that break, it's to exclude that Shabbos is different from the rest of the week. This idea of the exclusivity of Shabbos, Rav Pinkus Tzal speaks about in source number 6. It talks about the halacha that a Gentile idolater is not allowed to walk through Eretz Yisrael, and he says that him not walking through a yichud room applies even more when it comes to Shabbos. As we mentioned above in the name of the Rambam, a non-Jew is allowed to observe most of the mitzvos and will even receive a certain amount of spiritual reward for doing so. But he may not keep Shabbos. It says that a non-Jew who keeps Shabbos is liable for the death penalty, although, as the Rambam says, his punishment was not meted out by the Sanhedrin. Why is the Shabbos off-limits for non-Jews? The Medrash explains, Shabbos is compared to a king and queen who are sitting down together. Whoever passes between them and disturbs them is deserving of punishment. On Shabbos, Hashem wishes to spend time alone with his beloved people, Israel. He doesn't want that privacy to be disturbed. The greatness of Shabbos requires privacy. A non-Jew may not enter Shabbos. Thus we say in the Shabbat morning davening, V'lo netato Hashem elokeinu l'goyei eretzo, V'lo nechato malkeinu l'ovdei psilim, V'gam menuchato l'ishkenu reilim, Ki l'Yisrael amcha netato be'ahava. You did not give it, Hashem our God, to the nations of the world, nor did you, our king, give it to an inheritance of the idol worshippers? It is not the uncircumcised that dwell in its rest, but it's Yisrael, your people, that you gave it in love. Shabbos is not for them, it's only for us, with love. Shabbos is love, Shabbos is kids. Shabbos is a relationship between a Jew and Hashem, and this type of face-to-face relationship requires privacy, for love cannot be expressed in the outside world. And he likens it in many different places throughout the Nefesh Chaya, in the Nefesh Shimshon on Shabbos Kodesh, to a yichud room. That there's a certain privacy that's appropriate, that anything that will break that privacy, whether in speech, whether in behavior, is losing out on the nature of what this relationship is about. So this privacy that we enjoy with Hashem on Shabbos calls for a different approach to our practical matters. Imagine a chassan entering the yichud room. He sits down, he says, "Oh, who will pay for this wedding?" The kallah says, "Not now. When the time comes, we'll deal with it." That is what Shabbos is, a time of privacy. On Shabbos Kodesh, we sit down with Hashem. We eat at the same table. We enjoy His meal. We speak Divrei Torah, because speaking Divrei Torah means speaking with Hashem. And what else do we do? Nothing. Remember, that's Hashem's day. Again, he likens it to a kallah who picks up a broom in the yichud room. And the chassan says, "What are you doing?" She says, "I'm sweeping the room." "Well, that's very nice. But now's not the appropriate time." We have to be careful that we don't distract ourselves on Shabbos from what Shabbos is all about. Shabbos is about relationship. Shabbos is about closeness to Hashem. That is what the nature of what Shabbos is about. Osi b'ni uv'nechem. It's a sign between me and you, Hashem says in our parsha. A sign where it's a sign of love and intimacy that cannot have, whether by outsiders or within our own behavior, something that's going to break that closeness, that love. This idea of Havdalah, of separation, that Shabbos is different than the week, is really the difference between what Havdalah is all about in all of the aspects of separation. Again, the Lakaf Alibov on the Pasuk, Rashi notes, Vavdil etchem, and I will separate you from the nations. Chazal tells us, if you separate yourselves, great, and if not, you will become part of Nebuchadnezzar and his friends, which means, Havdalah yidavar muchrachad liyo, separation is something that must be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu machriach shezeh Havdalah yishaer, and Hashem wants us to be separated, and if we're not going to be separated, he's going to separate us for us. As he quotes Rabbi Yerucham, who says, just like the separation between light and dark is an absolute separation. In the middle of the night, the sun doesn't come out. The separation between the 6 days and Shabbos is an absolute separation. So too, the separation between the Jewish people and the nations is an absolute separation, and Hashem ensures that separation. So Havdalah, the separation, is on the one hand reminding us that Shabbos is distinct from the week. At the same time, this Havdalah service reminds us of all the distinctions that are found in this world. And just like Shabbos is so dramatically different from the week, we are so dramatically different from the nations of the world. And he quotes his father of Gedaliah, Shur Zatzal, who says that you see in history that in the European countries where they believe that anti-Semitism happened because we were different than all the nations, and they decided that, you know what, we'll have emancipation, we'll have the Haskalah, we'll become enlightened, and we will, you know, become the professors and the doctors and become part of them, and there will be no more assimilation. It's specifically in those countries that we had Lo Aleinu the Holocaust, and throughout generations, the nations will rise up and remind us, the Spanish Inquisition, England, over and over again, that you are separate, you are different. And that is the nature of what this world is about, to remind ourselves. And unfortunately, in today's day and age, you know, being comfortable for so many years after the Second World War, we see anti-Semitism on the rise again. You try to become too comfortable, you try to integrate, wake up, recognize, Vavdil etchem min ha'amim, I will separate you from the nations. Either you separate yourself, or you will be separated. This idea of Havdalah, about separation, about Shabbos is different than the week, and we are different than the rest of the world, really highlights what this pasuk is about, what we say every Motzei Shabbos. Again, Rabbi Feiner in Purim Eternal points out that the pasuk of La'ihudim Haita'ora we would have assumed to be at the end of the Megillah, like, you know, one of the climax pasukim. But it's not. That pasuk is found after Mordechai goes out wearing the clothes of the king, right, royal clothes rather, not the clothes of the king, being second in command. Things are good, but the tables haven't fully turned yet. However, although they would now have, why were the Jews already excited at this point in asterisks and 8? Although they would now have the opportunity to defend themselves, they also possibly have to engage in battle against large groups of adversaries. Was the jubilant reaction not a bit premature? Were not their lives still on the line? It's possible that the answer lies in the fact that the Jews became overjoyed. Only once they witnessed Mordechai emerge from the palace clothed in the king's royal garments. This display showed that the Jewish people, that was not just Achashverosh, was allowing the Jews to defend themselves, but that Mordechai and the Jews were now actually closely aligned with the king. That the king was clearly taking sides in this potential battle. Continuing source 9, the realization that occurred at the turning point in the Megillah was, of course, much more than the recognition that the Jews had found favor in Achashverosh's eyes. Rather, it was an appreciation that they were special and beloved in the eyes, so to speak, of the Melech Malchei Melochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Jewish people recognized that what was transpiring with the lowly king down below was a mirror effect of what was occurring with their metaphysical relation with Hashem up above. The Jews understood that they're not similar to the other nation, whom Hashem allows to be governed by laws of nature. Rather, the Jewish people are an Am Skula, Hashem's treasure nation, whose fate is determined by their observance of Torah and mitzvos, and not by the natural laws of the world. The story of Purim itself, the Dot in 9, then is rooted in Havdalah. Just as there's a complete separation between light and darkness, there's a total divide between the Klal Yisrael and the nations of the world. Very beautiful, famous medrash. On the pasuk that Bilam says, Hein am levadad yishkon, behold, they are a nation that resides alone. The word hein, behold, is an extra word. And the Medrash points out that you can take any letter in the Hebrew alphabet and match it with another letter to reach the integer of 10 or 100, right? You can take the Beis, the 2, and you can take the Chet. The 8, 8 and 2 is 10. The Tet and the Aleph, 9 and 1 is 10. The only letter that can't be matched with another letter is the 5 in the single digits and the 50 in the multiple digits. It's only 5 plus 5 is 10 when you take two numbers, and 50 plus 50 is 100. Hain is the letter Hey, it's 5, and Nun is 50. Hain Am Levadad Yishko. They can't match up with any other number. They can't match up with any other nation. They are unique and singular. Rav Zilig Epstein, in Source 10, I'll explain the connection between Abdullah, Moshe, Shabbos, and the verse, Lehudi Mai Torah, in a similar vein. The Gemara Megillah interprets this verse to mean that the Jews now had Torah, Yantif, Prasmila, and Tefillin, that these four mitzvahs were restored to the Jews in a complete manner. The common denominator between all four of these mitzvahs is that they're all things which separate the Jewish people from the rest of the nations. A non-Jew is forbidden from learning the oral Torah, must refrain from observing Shabbos and Yantif. A prasmila is a sign of one's body that serves to distinguish between a Jew and a non-Jew. And tefillin, something the Gemara says, inspires awe and fear in the nations of the world. Therefore, the theme of the exposition of this verse fits perfectly with the overall theme of Abdullah that we recite every Motzei Shabbos. La'yehudi ma'ita or v'simcha is reminding us there are mitzvahs that only Jews can do that no one else can do. We are separate. Just like Shabbos is separate from the weekday, just like 6 days is separate from seven, the light from the darkness, the Jews are separated from the nations. This idea also might be one of the reasons that wine plays such a central role on Purim. The Meshech Chochma writes at the end of 10 that nothing emphasizes the idea of Havdalah, distinction, more than wine. We find the sages decreed against drinking wine from non-Jews. It's not permitted to go out to socially drink with people from other nations. Wine is therefore used in any ceremony that signifies separation. Kiddush and Havdalah separate Shabbos from the rest of the days of the week. Bris Mila separates the body of a Jewish male from that of a non-Jew. At a Jewish wedding, which designates a specific woman for marriage and thereby separates her from other men in the world. The Meshech Chochma quotes from the Medrash that Haman was trying to highlight this idea of the Jews' separateness by telling Achashverosh, the Jews would not drink wine that was even touched by the king. Well, he was trying to use it in the negative way. We have to recognize that it is positive for us. It prevents intermarriage. It allows us to remain unique among the nations. And that, my friends, is one of the reasons we celebrate this recognition by specifically drinking the beverage that highlights our mandate to drink separately, live separately, and maintain separate values and ideas, hence the focus on wine on Purim. The miracle of Purim helped to bring the Jews to realization of crucial is to live apart in order to maintain our Torah values and to prevent the assimilation of non-Jewish values and culture into our Torah lifestyles. One of the reasons for the original decree against the Jews was because they integrated into the Persian society. The rectification, the salvation, is to acknowledge our special relationship with Hashem. Hashem does not want us to become just another nation. We are His loyal servants. Every Motzei Shabbat. It's not only the person reciting the Havdalah, it's everyone says this verse. As we depart from Shabbos into the period of Chol, into the weekday, we must try to reinforce within ourselves this critical lesson and praise of Hein Am Levagad Yishkonu B'Goyim Lo Yishchashav. We are distinct, we are unique. If we can accomplish that, then we'll be able to feel the true light and gladness and joy and honor, just as the Jews experienced at the time of Purim. The honoring of Havdalah is that honor, is that v'ikar, that specialness that Klal Yisrael have, that they are unique in terms of all the other nations. So my friends, as I mentioned, this was the easier of the two levels. The next level is very deep, very, very, whoa, so special. We'll get there in a minute, we're just simple. The first idea is very simple. What is the Pasuk Lehudim HaTorah? Why do we say it? Why do we say it out loud? Why does everyone say it? We want to emphasize the fact of our distinct ability to recognize that we are Jews, we're different, King Tialana, we want to have this joy, and the way to have this joy is to remember our unique position in this world. And as we leave Shabbos, and we leave that world, where Shabbos, again, exclusionary, Shabbos is different than the weekday, they're making that separation, we have to remind ourselves as we enter into the week that we are separate and we are different from the nations. We act differently, we speak differently, we dress differently, and every Motzei Shabbos, as we enter into the work week, we remind ourselves of this distinction with pride. Now, let's take a look at the second idea, that Havdalah is not about excluding the week from Shabbos, making that break, but rather is inclusionary, that Havdalah is about bringing the week and Shabbos together. How so? So let's take a little bit of a trip through Shabbos, a little bit of a trip through Havdalah, and then we'll tie in Mirtz Hashem on two different points of how it includes Purim and specifically this pasuk. So let's sit back and enjoy the ride. Chazal Lemoed, Rav Shapiro, source 12. Vatanavina Tochen Dargatam She Yisrael, when Klai Yisrael said, now said before Nishma, we will do before we will understand. Paskazumatam, they reached the level of Adam Arishon before the sin, which is the idea of the Ketarim, the crowns that the Jewish people got, one crown for Nasa, one from Nishma, at the time of the giving of the Torah. And as Nefesh HaChaim points out, Sheba'et HaMahamad HaMakudash Zahu Kulam Shaya Chofeifu Me'ir Aleim Ziv Nitzayiv Zohar Bechinat Neshama. They had almost like this aura of light that surrounded them that really came from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is what this idea of the crowns are about. It was the shining light that emerged or emanated from every single person. Now, on this level that Klai Yisrael had, they lost at Chet HaEgel. And they lost these crowns. Ulam afshir dumi maila saktarim v'chazrazu matam. Even though they lost this level, v'shuv nidmatu al shtei komot, and they went back to as of them after the sin. Nevertheless, the Chumash tells us that on Shabbos it is odhi beniu v'nechem, that Hashem says, I'm giving you a sign because I am Hashem mikadishchem. I am Hashem who sanctifies you. And from here, the Gemara learns that Matana Tova Yeshli Veginzi, Hashem has a special treasure in his treasure house called Shabbos, which is a Neshama Yaseira, which he's giving to every person. And he says here, Mikoch Shmira Shabbos, Shava Kodesh Baruch Hu Mikatsha Me'ino Tam Bechina Shayu B'Shabbos Matan Torah. The Shabbos of Matan Torah, we know Shabbos, they got the Torah, Gemara says, everyone agrees with Shabbos, need that Torah, the Torah was given. The Kedusha, Ani Hashem Ikadishchem, the Pasuk says that I'm Hashem who sanctifies you. On Shabbos, Hashem returns to us this element of these crowns, of this special nature, which the Chasam Sofer explains that the last thing that Moshe Rabbeinu and Kodesh Baruch Hu were talking about when he was on the mountain, he says, Lech rei ki shichet amcha, go down, your people have messed up. And he says, Vayavda nefesh lech rei, they've lost that pristine level that they were on before they had sinned. And therefore, when he came down, they lost all of these crowns and was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's why his face was alight. Ubechol Shabbat in the bracket, notain Moshe Rabbeinu l'shomrei Shabbat nitzot michelek kitro machzikro memotzei Shabbat kodesh. Every Shabbos, it's as if Moshe Rabbeinu kivyachol gives a little bit of that brightness, a little bit of that light to every Jew, and it's taken away on Moshe Shabbos. That's the idea. We say, Yismach Moshe b'matnat chelko, b'matana shochelko. Moshe rejoices with the gift of his chelek, of his portion, which was the shining light that he's able to give to everybody else. V'im kein kodem ha'ego, lo ya b'shavah neshama yiseira, v'lo yitzah v'menu Moshe Shabbos kodesh. Kei aluchol, shnei k'tarim tavim imo. This is a great trivia question. Until they sinned in Chet HaEgel, the Neshama Yaseira was part of them on every Shabbos. It was up there all the time, in fact. And you didn't need Havdalah, because it never left them. It was only after the Chet HaEgel that Hashem says, Vayinafash, oi, of the Nefesh, that we need to have Havdalah. The Klai Yisrael went down. So we understand, therefore, and this is the Rashba, that every Erev Shabbos in the Arrow in 13, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyachol breathes a new soul into everybody. This is the Neshama Yaseira, which is similar to the soul that Hashem breathed into Adam Arishon when he created him, again on the sixth day. And it's an increase in the Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama in the person themselves. Look at this in English. When we were at Mamad Har Sinai, we reached such a high level that we went back to Adam before the sin, that it was written all over you, that closest to Hashem, as we'll spoke about soon, that the Shema Yisrael was everywhere. We lost it. Every Shabbos, Hashem breathes into us. It's as if Moshe Rabbeinu gives of his glory back to each and every one of us, that we have these crowns. That Shabbos is a time of light. Shabbos is a time of energy. Shabbos is a time of connection. And I'll make mention here in Source 16 that he points out the Chazon LeMoed, that when the Gemara says that I have a gift to give you, it's called Shabbos, go tell the people. The reason why Moshe Rabbeinu had to tell the people was, you don't have to tell somebody about a gift if they can appreciate it and they can acknowledge it. It's only when a person doesn't really see the gift that you have to tell them, oh, by the way, I gave you this gift. Shabbos is sometimes, afal pi she'in adem argish shum tosefa kedusha batzmo bekarvli bo. You may not feel extra energy or kedusha on Shabbos. Afilu b'shabbat atzma, v'kol shekein she'no margish et hashbat ha'shabbat yamei ha'maitzta. Hari zed gufa ma'shodiyah kodesh baruch l'Yisrael. Hashem is telling you, ki emes hi shekodesh baruch hu machnis kedusha bekebenu. Even if you don't feel it coming in, and even if you don't feel it going out, you smell those havdalah, the besamim, and it's like, you know, very nice, I smell the havdalah, but I don't feel like when the Shema Yisrael is leaving, I don't feel like my added soul is coming or going. It doesn't matter. Know that it's there. Aval b'pnimios ha'lev nichnesa kedusha gedola b'yom ha'shabbos. No, ladat ki ani Hashem ikadishchem. No, have that intellectual knowledge that I am Hashem. She yiduzo v'yaminu b'zeh afal pi she'ein margishim klum. You have to believe in it. You have to know it intellectually. You have to try to assimilate this information. Even if emotionally you're not yet there to make this part of you. Shabbos is a day that we become different. Shabbos is a day of transformation. Shabbos is a day where we become holier. And on this level, it's very deep. The Al-Shech HaKadosh talks about in 14, through this extra nefesh, we become able to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And it's just, Shabbos isn't just like we stop doing work. Shabbos is about inner connection. Al Yetze Ish, Mimkomo B'Yom HaShvi. A person shouldn't leave their place on Shabbos. It's a time of connection to soul, a time of connection to Hashem. It's a time of being able to tap in to the spiritual greatness that we have. You know, I'll just make mention parenthetically here. I was talking to my friend a few hours ago about, you know, I woke up this morning and I said, like, I wish I could say something intelligent about the coronavirus. You know, I knew Tarif Shabbos, I knew I was Mirtzah teaching. And I woke up saying to myself, I don't have broad enough shoulders to do something like this. You know, like, who am I, little me, to be able to make a comment on something that is so major and at so many levels. Having said that, I can't make a comment, I'm going to add that what did strike me, having two extended members, not in my own household, Baruch Hashem, but extended members of my family in quarantine and speaking to them, it's like the Shabbos experience of introspection, of you know, being able to work within self. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's almost as like saying, you know, sometimes you need time to just introspect and focus. And I'm giving you this gift every week. It's called Shabbos. Shabbos is about knowing who you are. Shabbos is about being able to spend that time without going out, but in. And we need to do that to grow in life. It's almost as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is stopping the world and saying, you know what, everyone just get off this merry-go-round for a while and take stock. Soon there won't be stock to take in the stores, but that's a separate story. Inner stock, being able to know who we are. Shabbos is that day of the extra dimension of soul enabling us to do this. Listen to the Sforno, the English is in 15. When the Pasuk says, Vayi Nafash, the Sforno says, therefore the seventh day became the owner of an additional soul, which is an added preparation to attain what Hashem, the Blessed One, intended for him, man, regarding the completeness of this world, when he said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. When Hashem gives us this extra soul every week, it's enabling us to go back to the level of Adam HaRishon before the sin from which we were created. Shabbos is about enabling us to come back to self. We've spoken about this a number of times. I'll just make mention of it. The Hasidic firm speak about what is the Neshama Yisrael. So they say we all have two souls. We have the soul in heaven, which is the perfect soul. And we have the soul down here, which is the soul that is involved in interacting with the world. To use it as a model, the soul in heaven is like the box of the puzzle pieces of a picture. You know, 10,000 puzzle pieces or 1,000 puzzle pieces. The picture of the box, and down here are the pieces of the puzzle. Every Shabbos, our Neshama Yisrael comes down the picture, the pristine picture of who we can be. Again, the vision Hashem has for us, that's going back to Adam HaRishon, comes down to us every Shabbos where we're able to look at the picture on the box, look at all the puzzle pieces around us and say, oh, I can be able to put another puzzle piece in. Oh, I can be able to focus in on this aspect of self and this aspect of development. And I have that clarity of being able to step back in order to step forward. This idea that Shabbos, we get back those two crowns of Nasa and Nishma, we get back that light, that enlightenment, that ability to be able to come back to the fullness of self, is something that is Source 17 that the Shilei Pinchas talks about. He says, Darash Rabbi Simai, when Klai Yisrael said Nasa and Nishma, 600,000 angels came down and gave everyone these two crowns, Nasa and Nishma, and then it was taken away from them. Good. It wasn't good, it was taken away, but we understand this. V'nei mevu'ar b'sharei kavanos Rabbeinu Harizal, in 17, toward the bottom. Ki b'chol Shabbat Kodesh machzir Moshe Rabbeinu shnei ketorim l'Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu gives this back. Now, he then says, v'yesh l'sif in 18, tavlin, madu adavka b'shabbos kodesh machzir Moshe shnei ketorim l'Yisrael, apim v'ar b'gemara. Why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu Hashem, why is it that we get back this gift every Shabbos? So we know that Shabbos is Me'in Olam Haba. Shabbos is a taste of the world to come. And we know in the world to come, Hashem is going to give us back these crowns that we lost to Chet HaEgel. Because when in Lasi Lavo, in the future, we're going to go back to Adam before the sin. Therefore, on every Shabbos that we enter into Olam Haba, Me'in Olam Haba, we get a taste, right? We get a taste of this exalted level. We get a taste of this aspect of the Me'in Olam Haba. So Shabbos becomes our ability to tap into something greater than self. When even if we don't feel it, acknowledge it, that there's something about Shabbos that we become more expanded, right? For some of us, we feel that way in our weight, but we're talking about on a spiritual level, we become bigger. And that bigness, that grandioseness, is really tasting that Olam Haba, that we can stretch ourselves even more. Likewise, you should know, he says in 19, Kein bepurim zochel Yisrael idei Mordechai nitzos Moshe idei Esther lekabel shnei k'darim shem k'neged Nasa v'nishma. Purim is a day that we also get back those crowns of Nasa v'nishma. Matay yesh lomar ki mitam zeh b'tzeitenu m'kedushas ha-shabbos l'imbo zochel. That's why on Shabbos, when we go from the Kedusha of Shabbos to the days of the week, we want to lahamshich mikedusha sa Shabbos hara mishnei k'darim l'choy mot ha-shavua. We don't want Shabbos to end. We don't want just as the first level to make a break between Shabbos and Chol. We want to take Shabbos inclusionary and bring it into the week. Therefore, we light a torch, which the Chazal say, the torch, many sources for this, represent the two wits, the two ketarim, the two crowns. They also represent Mordechai and Esther. And we smell besamim, which are spices, which connect to Mordechai and Esther. Mordechai is more drawers of spice. Esther is the hadas, which is also beautiful smelling. Sheikh Zimri Yisrael, shnei ketarim. So on Motzei Shabbos, we focus in on how the besamim, we focus in on those individuals who are connected to smell, have returned to us these two lights, this crown, which is really we spoke about. The crown is the light, the energy, right? The Karan or Panav, the light of Moshe Rabbeinu. We all get that light on Motzei Shabbos. And therefore, when I say La Yehudim, Haytaor v'Simcha v'Sosavikar, I'm reminding myself of how we had the ability to bring this light, this energy, aside from Shabbos. We had this ability to bring this on Purim. And that's what we hope. Kein tiyeh lanu. Help us, Hashem, that we should be zochet to not only have this light, this energy, this expansiveness just on Shabbos. Allow it to be every day of the week. And that's our challenge. First and foremost, our challenge is to appreciate Shabbos. And then our challenge is to take from Shabbos into the week. Again, Rav Pinkus in Shabbos Kodesh. Many people have already been through hundreds of Shabboses, living in the same house with Kodesh Baruch Hu without even realizing he was there. They weren't aware. They were sharing that wonderful oneness and unity called Shabbos Kodesh. It never occurred to them what an embrace of Kedusha they were receiving. That's why they didn't take advantage of Shabbos, acquiring for themselves the greatness and beauty it has to offer. They were in the Beis HaMikdash and didn't even know it. Since a person can keep Shabbos week after week without seeing, knowing what it's actually what actually is, our Holy Torah tells us, see that Hashem gave you the Shabbos. Let's bring back this Hadar. When Shabbos Kodesh arrives, let's feel true Jewish Simcha. We pick up a Sefer. Let's learn Torah and desire the enjoyment. The same applies when we go to Shul and Davin. Let's restore the beauty of Yiddishkeit. At the same time, let's reject all that belongs to low, pitiful culture that surrounds us. On Shabbos, we enjoy three special meals. We eat more than during the week. And this is connected to the Neshama Yisheva, as we mentioned above. What is this all about? It comes to express our feeling of sweetness and enjoyment from Yiddishkeit. On Shabbos, we don't talk about Mesiras Nefesh. On the contrary, we derive immense pleasure from being Jews and having a real relationship with Hashem. Hashem has blessed our generation with unprecedented material abundance, but we still lack happiness. If Shabbos Kodesh doesn't give us happiness, we go looking for it in other places. Happiness used to be inside. The Jewish home was full of happiness. A Jewish child was full of happiness. But we lack simcha, because we looked at it for out there. Our job is bring back that simcha. Allow Shabbos to be medush neone, to be full, pleasant, sweet, replete with goodness. And my friends, that's really the job, particularly of women, of creating the environment in the home, making parsha cakes, having special Shabbos treats, switching around the menu and making people's favorite food, having prepared stories to say at the Shabbos table, doing things that are going to engage the children at the Shabbos table, engaging ourselves at the Shabbos table, taking a nap, if possible, Shabbos afternoon, that we can be awake for the Shabbos meal. Okay, that sounds like a dream. We can still dream. All of this is about creating the environment on Shabbos. And have special toys in your house. Have special games in your house. Sit and play board games with your kids so that there's special quality time that they feel like, wow, Shabbos is coming. There's something I get on Shabbos I don't get all week. I get my parents. I get a special relationship. Sing with them. Shabbos parties. All of this is what we need to do to make Shabbos feel special. Now, here's the key. Because the Shir is not about Shabbos. I confess, it's about Havdalah. But I need Shabbos for Havdalah, and this is what I need. The Master of Vitri, Rav Zaitchik in Or Chadash quotes Source 25. Some of these sources, my friends, you just want to cry when you read them. The Master of Vitri in Source 25 says the following, the asterisk. Pat Shlema Uprusa, Bosima Shlema. If you have a slice of bread and you have a roll, you say a motzi on the roll, on that which is whole. Aval ima prusa nishara milifnei ha-shabbat v'ashlema hi mishel achshav. Motzi mala prusa. Wow. Let's say I go to the Sunday morning, I go to the store and I buy a roll. However, I have a piece of bread left over from Shabbos. Which one should I say ha-motzi on? So he says, I'm not posking for you halachically. I'm telling you hashkafa here. That's what we're learning. You say it on the piece that was over Shabbos. The slice of bread. If a slice of bread, something physical, Shabbos, experience Shabbos, and it's changed, and it's elevated, that its chashivas, its importance, is even greater than a full roll, al achas kama v'kama shekedushas ha-shabbos shashartel nefesh ha-adam Yisrael, tzrichah lifol bo roshem pnimi l'romamo l'kadsho l'olatol madrigah gvoha. If a piece of bread is elevated because it went through Shabbos, imagine a Yid, a Jew goes through Shabbos, is elevated, is exalted, is changed on Shabbos. The Shabbos should be able to pierce to a person's neshama, lit achelin madvegi mavlit sor godel, or gadol kishal hevet, should create a light within us that's a flame. And this, my friends, has to change. L'shanot v'lashir rishumim boltim b'nafsho l'mesha kol yimei shavua. Shabbos doesn't end at Avdolah. That's the first approach. The second approach is Shabbos has to come into the week. Avdolah is inclusionary. The women are able to daven in the shul. Shabbos has to permeate our week. V'she'amunah v'avitochov nikarim b'iskav. That you see in your business practices, that you understand what it means to be an erlich yib, to have honest business dealings. That to be able to live with this venucha that Hashem, this inner tranquility, Hashem is taking care of you. And you'll be able to have that feeling of tranquility from Shabbos throughout the week. HaShabbat tzricha lashir b'adam atzilut. Shabbos has to leave you on an exalted level, v'or p'nimi, and an inner light that's going to affect the whole week. V'chein lashir bo gagu'im l'Shabbos b'chol yimei ha'shavua. And that you have a desire, a longing. When is Shabbos going to come? How many more days till Shabbos? I can't wait till Shabbos. There has to be those kisufim that to want this light. And that's why, who's crazy enough, that's my language, to be lazy not to bring in Shabbos early. Of course you want to bring in bracha into your house. The Shabbos is the source of bracha, makor bracha. Of course you want to bring it in. And likewise, when Shabbos comes, you don't want to run to leave it. Sarikli parade the squiggly bolt. Mitau koshi v'gaguim. Oh, it's so hard to leave Shabbos. L'lavot et Shabbat mitau kosefik miha b'leiv. L'bo'ashu b'cholot t'mifata. And when I make Avdolah, I can't wait for Shabbos to come back again. My friends, when we understand that Shabbos is about that light, that keter, those two crowns, Nasa and Nishma, it's the light, it's the light and enlightenment that surrounds us. Of course, we should be able on Shabbos to try to tap into it, even if it only intellectually we know this. You know, we're about to pick up something, we're about to read something, we're about to say something. Ask myself, is this appropriate for the light that's surrounding me? Is this appropriate for the cheder yichud? Is this what I should do? At least have that awareness. What can I do to create this intensity of love, to find a safer that I enjoy learning yourself, your children, and save it for Shabbos? Be able to understand that Shabbos gives us that expansiveness to understand self and my relationship with Hashem. And the key is that Shabbos changes us. However, that change doesn't stop at Havdalah. The point of Havdalah, the key of Havdalah, as we're about to see right now, is to take the beauty of Shabbos, to take the intensity of Shabbos, and to be able to bring it into the week, to be able to love out, to escort it into the week, that my entire week is different. This theme, that Havdalah is about not ending Shabbos, but bringing Shabbos into the week. It's a beautiful essay, and again, time won't allow me to read every single part, even though I'm really tempted to. So we'll do a lot of summarizing of a sefer that a woman in my OU shir gave me that her son wrote. His name is Rav Uriel Schoenberg. Sefer is called Ord Safun, gorgeous sefer. On Shabbos, and he has a whole piece on Havdalah. So let's highlight some of them. So he speaks about that Shabbos is about Das, it's about knowledge, and he says in the Arrow of 27, Shayidei Havdalah nikba b'datenu yidiya, shetafkidam shakolin yechulim hilu sharetet hakodesh. First of all, we understand that when I leave Shabbos, I understand that the mindset of the week is that the entire week is getting me toward Shabbos. The entire week is getting me toward a higher level of Kedusha, right? The 6 days of this world parallel the 7th day, the ultimate, our whole lives. It's a minute, micro, macro, that we're getting to the ultimate world. And when we have the weekday to prepare for Shabbos, that the purpose of the weekdays is to serve Shabbos. Therefore, in 28, in order to be able to allow the weekdays to serve Shabbos, we have to infuse the weekdays with Kedusha. And how do we do that? That's what Havdalah is about. Hamatarasha levaya zuhi in the bracket in 28, kidei sharat haShabbat tamshich la'ir mitoch hastara, that the light of Shabbos, the light of us on Shabbos, the light in general of Shabbos, should be able to permeate into the darkness of this week until the next week. Ulaura mitba'er binyan Havdalah peirusham shel dvarim hi sheyidiyah sheShabbat lo rak muvdela mikol yimot hachol el sheikar v'tachlif v'yimot hachol tefilin mishartim otah. We understand that the whole point of this world is Shabbos, is Kedusha, and everything else is secondary to that. Now with this, my friends, we understand that he quotes here a beautiful idea of Rav Huttner Zatzal, who says in the Da'at, on every Shabbos, we find in our world, me'ein oto or, like the original light of creation, when the Shabbos leaves, yesh me'ein havdalah v'knizah shel oto or shaya az. If we're talking about that Hashem, every Shabbos gives us the light of Adam HaRishon back, right? Erev Shabbos, he brings us back to that same light that Adam HaRishon had. And we know, says the Pachad Yitzchak, that original light was nignaz, was stored away, till for the future. So too, it's as if there's part of that original light that Hashem stores away in us, in the Torah. And that's how we have to be able to access during the week, to be able to access that stored light within us. The original light leaves when Motzei Shabbos comes. But the impression of that light, the effect of that light, is stored within each and every one of us. And our job is to be able to access that part, to use that light into the week. And this is why. When does Havdalah happen? It happens when Shabbos is over. We're really technically in the weekday, but we hold on to Shabbos because Havdalah is about this idea of taking Shabbos into the work week. We have Tosfos Shabbos. We extend Shabbos before we make Havdalah because it's really about, that's what Havdalah is about. It's not ending Shabbos. It's continuing the effect of Shabbos into the week. With this we can appreciate, he says in 31, that you ever notice it seems to be like a hefsek. We say the psukim before, then we say Bori Piyagafet, the blessing on the wine, then we say the blessing on the besamim, then we say the blessing on the candle, and then we go back to saying psukim, and then we drink the wine. Well, if we said the bracha on the wine, how can we then break it with the light of the candle and the besamim? I understand the psukim, like on Kiddush, it's connected. So he brings down here a very beautiful idea from the Gra. The Gra says that on Havdalah we use all of our senses. We use our sight to be able to see the Havdalah candles. We use our hands to be able to feel. We use the holding the objects. We use our ears to hear the Havdalah. We use our sense of smell to be able to smell the besamim. We use our sense of taste to taste the wine, because all aspects of our senses has to permeate into the week. What Havdalah is about, my friends, this is such a beautiful idea. Havdalah is not ending Shabbos, it's carrying Shabbos. And when I carry Shabbos on a very, very basic level, I'm taking the entirety of my being, my chushim, my senses, and I'm saying I'm using each of these senses on Motzei Shabbos. I'm looking, I'm smelling, I'm hearing, I'm tasting, and I'm using those as part of the Havdalah in order for me to take those experiences and put them into the week. It's not a break looking at the besamim and looking at the candles, because it's all part of this larger picture of taking from Shabbos into Chol. V'kvar nodah ki kol pulot leil motzei Shabbat hen kedei lahashir chelek mitosfos kedushas Shabbos l'mei Chol habayim. Shar Kavanos, what we do Motzei Shabbos is about imprinting the Kedusha into the entire week. Now, having said this, my friends, let's look specifically at the besamim, specifically at the candle, and specifically at the cup of wine, where you see this theme developed. What is the candle? What is the bury being maybe something was about? So what we've mentioned before, Vayav da nefesh, oh, my soul's leaving, I feel bad. We smell the something. And the other is that when Shabbos is over, the Gehenna begins to burn again and has a bad smell, so we want to offset this smell. What is going on here? So he says in 33, that there's a depth to this smell. We know that when Yaakov Avinu came with Esau's clothes to get a bracha from Yitzhak Avinu, he says, the pasuk says, he smelled his clothes and he blessed it. And he says, smell the smell of my son is like the smell on the field that Hashem has blessed. And Rashi says, shenichtasimo reich Gan Eden, that the smell of Gan Eden came in with him. So you see here that it starts with that vayarech ha-reich begadav. He smells his clothes and then he recognizes the reich b'nei. It's not only his clothes, it's who Yaakov Avinu is. That is the key here. Shebelevush ha-chorish ha-olam hazeh. In the physical world, there is hidden, just like that light is gondos, hidden in this world is the reich of Gan Eden. And our job is, ayidei taskut b'nyanei olam hazeh l'shem shamayim. When we are serving Hashem, that everything I do, I go to work in order to support my family, that they can be learning Torah and doing mitzvot, whatever I do, b'yicholteinu la'sig et ha'mayla p'nimi shel Gan Eden, we can tap into, in the 6 days of the week, Gan Eden. We can tap into the smell of Gan Eden. And therefore, we can reach the next Shabbos even on a higher level. That's our job. When I smell the beautiful smell of Motzei Shabbos, I understand in a very visceral way that my job is to be able to take this beautiful smell and be able to put it into the week. And then my soul will feel better. It's not like goodbye, good luck, have a nice night, I'll see you next Shabbos. No! I'm able to take that smell, I'm able to take that beautiful feeling and say, my job is to be able to be a reich Gan Eden in this world. And that offsets the reich of Gehenna as well, where I understand that life is about down here to create the smell of Besamim. So again, on the first level, the reich Besamim is, oh, my soul is leaving, Shabbos is over, and I'm trying to make myself feel good. That's the first level. The second level, that's not the job of the Besamim. The job of the Besamim is that you should take that smell with you and be able to allow that also to be nignas, to be concealed, part of you, integrated in you. So whatever you do, people could say, wow, you smell. Is this person, right? You know, people say, this business doesn't smell so good, right? There's a smell to things. The people walk around, they say, wow. You smell like perfume. Not literally, obviously, yeah. You smell like Gan Eden. Because all of your actions are permeated with that sense of Kedusha. You've taken Shabbos into your week. And the same thing holds true, my friends, on a much deeper level. I'll just try to be able to encapsulate it. I know I'm doing a disservice to the Sefer. It is so sweet, so beautiful. Anyone else have sweet and beautiful Sfarim, I can send you my address. And not to have any space for them, but I'm always looking for sweet and beautiful Sfarim. 34. What is Bori Mereish? So we know that after Adam Arishon spent Shabbos in Gan Eden, it became dark, he became afraid, he thought he was going to die. Hashem put Dat into him, Deah into him, knowledge into him. He was able to take two rocks and bring them together and be able to bring out a spark. There's another Medrash that says that Hashem ignited for him a fire, the Eshel Shechina, that was going to protect him, Shamer Kol Motzei Shavua, to protect him for during the week. What's the idea of the fire on Motzei Shabbos? So the idea, he says, is the following. Dehainu, source 35 in the bracket. Shiloni Tanabostam Dali Yetzer Eish Mishnei Avonim. It wasn't that, technically. Here's two rocks, make a fire. Ha'or ha'amor shenim sabit to chumriyas ha'olam sharasho ba'or ha'shabbos she'inom yisalek legamer motzei shabbos. He's giving him that dat. He's giving him that knowledge that you should be able to take the light of Shabbos and bring it into the week. Right, look at the Atachonotanu, what we say. In that tefillah, we're asking Hashem that we should be connected to Torah, we should be connected to Hashem. What does that have to do with Abdullah? Because that's what it's about. It's about taking our knowledge, Atachonin la'dam dat, and putting it into the week that we can be connected with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now we know, I'm just going to summarize this. We know that when Adam HaRishon was originally in this world, I'm going to say words that I can't explain, I'm just parroting. his neshama was so great that it was like the fingernails, where it just, you know, exuded out. He didn't need to have any other covering. It was a kol na'or. He was covered with light, like the transparency of fingernails. And therefore, we look at our fingernails on the back of our hand to remind ourselves that we, with our hands, have this ability every week to go back to that level of Adam Arisho. We have the ability, again, to go back to this light, which is Shabbos, which is the ability to take Shabbos, where we got back to the level of Adam Arisho, Nasa V'Nishma, those crowns. We have the ability every Shabbos, we have that gift every Shabbos to go back to that light. And now at the end of Shabbos, instead of saying goodbye, light, we say, I'm now taking this light, and I look at my fingernails, the back of my hand, and I say, I too can become and can, with my hands, with my effort, I've seen Shatta Deshmaya, be able to create this week to be a godly week, to be able to bring that light, the fingernails, that transparency of Adam Rishon into my life. And after I look at my nails from this side, I then flip over my hand, cover my fist with my thumb, and I look at my nails from this side. And he explains at a very deep level, I'm at 37, you can read it inside, there's a level when my fingers are open of panim, of being able to see things with clarity. When I see the back of my fingers, that's achor, that's the back. We can't possibly see the front. We don't understand how things are happening as they're happening. We only see things in retrospect. When I put my fingers down, I'm only seeing the backs of my fingers. Our challenge is the inner part of my fingers represents Shabbos, represents Olam Haba. I can't see that now that I'm entering into the week. So what do? Right? And it's interesting because on Friday night you cover your hands with your full hand because you're able to see that Pnimius on Friday night with the candles. But on Moshe Shabbos, I cover my hand. Yeah, are you with me? I cover my hand because during the week, as I'm about to enter into the week, I can't now see that light. It's concealed in me. And that's why we cover our thumb, because our thumb is the finger of concealment. It's the one that goes under all the other fingers. When I'm entering into the week, I don't have that pristine light of the Friday night. What I do have is a covering. My challenge is to know that within this hand is the panai, is those light, is that energy. I see the fingernails, I see a touch of it. And I need to access that, and I need to bring it into my life. So when I say the bracha bore mera eish, ki af bimot achol yishlanu adayin achiza v'sheichut l'or shel Shabbos. On some level, I'm able to bring the light of Shabbos into my week. And finally, the cup of wine. So the Shvili Pinchas points out on the very famous Kedushas Levi Rabban, im ta'irim taruah ta'advat she'techbats. Of course, Shabbos is a gift from above. We don't have to do anything. It just comes to us. Tviya v'kayama. It's established. Nevertheless, when you have an awakening, you should make a kli. You should make some type of vessel to hold on to that awakening. And that, he says, is the kli of Zachar Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh. Remember, at the beginning of Shabbos, the end of Shabbos, what is the Kiddush cup at the beginning of Shabbos, the Abdullah cup at the end of Shabbos? It's the kli chafetz. It's the ability to hold on to something concrete, to hold on to this Kiddush. So that, achein, double squiggly, in 40, yizkorot haShabbat b'chol yimot achol. Remember Shabbos and all the weekday, because the Kiddush gives you that concretization, that want, concretizes this feeling of the Shabbos. Perhaps this is one of the reasons why people spill over the wine on Friday night. I was at in Tosh. They actually, which I heard is found in the poskim, that they put it at the edge of the table where it fell onto the floor. I mean, like the wine is really spilling over. So again, it's a simon bracha, a sign of blessing, but it's more than that. It's a reminder for us that we have to bring Havdalah into the week. Now, my friends, based on this, we can explain Laihudi Maita Ara, our original questions, on two aspects. Work with me, we're going to do it very briefly. The Magid Rakia, Rav Daniel Gladstein, brings down that, truth be told, is it's not just the Pasuk Laihudi Maita Ara that's connected to Havdalah. The poskim speak about where do we learn the idea that you should have hadassim, you should have myrtle for a Havdalah. We learn it from a Pasuk which talks about Kol Shomer Shabbat Mechalalo, V'chulei tachar sirpadya lehadas, where you have tachan and atzutz, yaleh v'rosh, and here the Gemara learns that, the Gemara Megillah, in place of Haman, you have v'rosh, you have Mordechai, which is Rosh HaBesamim, instead of sirpad, which is Vashti, you have hadas, which is Esther. So even the fact that there are besamim on Havdalah, because it's connected to the beginning of the Pasuk of Kol Shomer Shabbat Mechallo, we don't want to desecrate Shabbos. So it's connected to the Purim story. And there are others for him that say that the two wicks the Medrash speaks about represents Mordechai and Esther. So like it seems like the whole Havdalah is really like, again, I don't have time to do this, is really laced with the Purim story. So what's going on here? So he says the following. He says, we want to remember the Yeshua of Purim all week. What's going on? So we know that and this is again 42 and 43, the Shvi'i Pinchas, and the Rav Daniel Glatzin quotes him, is that the Medrash tells us on the Pasuk of then the seventh day, when it was Kitov Lev HaMelech Bayayin, when he was feeling inebriated with wine, and the seventh day was Shabbos, then he asked Vashti to come. And we know, Chazal tell us, on the seventh day Shabbos, the Jews were sitting there and they made Kiddush. Because the Jews make Kiddush and were singing Zviros and Tishbachos, they were singing Kayachsof. I know it wasn't literal because of the time problem. They were singing these songs to Hashem. That became the refuah before the Makkah. That Hashem said, you are singing Zviros and Tishbachos, you're making Kiddush on Friday night, albeit you're sitting, but because you are creating Kedusha in this terrible meal, I will allow this very meal to be your salvation. And therefore, it was at this very meal on the seventh day that Achashverosh asked Vashti be brought. Vashti did not want to come, which is, again, she made the woman desecrate Shabbos, so she was killed on Shabbos, which then opened up the room for Esther to come in. So you see that when we talk about what the miracle of Purim is about, is that you see the whole idea of Purim is that you can have a refuah shekadma lamaka. You can have the healing before the problem. And that's what the Purim story is. And in the Kedusha of Shabbos, Klal Yisrael created the healing before any challenges are going to come. So he says, therefore, we have so many hints to Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos, and we say the Pasuk La'yudim Haisa Orvus Simcha, and we end, this is the Dan 43, Kein Tiyeh Lanu, it should be for us. What should be for us? Just like in the Purim story, there was so many refuahs before the Makkah, that Hashem put in so many people in the right places, that Big Ten and Teresh and Mordechai overheard it, in the whole story, Harvona, that Hashem put the right people in the right places so that the Yeshua, the salvation, should happen, and the Jews were able to have La'yudim Haisa Orvus Simcha Sosav Yikar. Hashem, you put the refuah before the Makkah too. That whatever you want to do, make sure you've created the salvation before. And therefore, when Motzei Shabbos, we're saying is, Hashem, take the Kedusha of Shabbos. Take all that we've done on Shabbos. Havdalah, again, is inclusive. And allow our Kedusha of Shabbos, allow our mitzvahs of Shabbos, allow that to be the refuah, the healing of any Makkah, of any challenge, any coronavirus that needs to happen during the week. Allow the Kedusha of Shabbos to have offset it. King Tielanu, it should be for us as well. The second idea, with the time that we don't have, is another idea that he brings, and I'll just make mention, it's 45 through 47, 44 through 47. Originally, the Megillah says that Mordechai established this day to be a yontif, to be a holiday, but the people didn't accept it as a holiday. Why not? Another day off would be great. So Rav Huttner brings down the Pachad Yitzchak in 45 from the Chachmei Emes, is because if there was going to be a holiday of Isra Malacha, you couldn't do work, you would have to say Havdalah. She'ein b'ritzonam she'Yisrael lasod Havdalah miyom ha'dipurim. The Klai Yisrael didn't want to have Purim be a yantif because they did not want to leave Purim at all. Likewise, my friends, he brings down, and this is very fascinating, on the Magen Avraham that women don't drink from the coast of Havdalah, Rav Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld. Why? No mustaches here. It's because women are connected to Sarei Menu, who had a candle burning from one part of Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, to Erev Shabbos. The women don't want to leave Shabbos. If it means that, let me hold on to Shabbos a little bit more. You go drink the cup, I just don't want to have Shabbos. The women are the ones who carry the light on. Every Motzei Shabbos, we try to delay Shabbos. And why do we say, Le'ehudim hayta oru v'simcha? It's as if telling us the following, and with this we'll conclude, that Shabbos is going to leave. We have to take that light of Shabbos and bring it into the week. That's what Havdalah is all about. However, remember that although Shabbos leaves and we just have a trace of Shabbos during the whole week, that Or HaGadlus, that light concealed, the smell that's concealed, the wine, we have to bring that into the whole week. No one thing. Purim was never ended. And that we have the power of Purim to take us every single day. And that in energy of Purim, and that love of Purim, and that connection of Purim is with us. Le'ehudim hayta oru. So in the middle of the week, when you feel like I'm losing that Shabbos experience, how can I hold on? Remember Purim. Le'ehudim hayta oru v'simcha. That closeness is with you every single day. And our job, therefore, is to live a Purim, that Purim is going to be so powerful, it's going to be so intense, that every Motzei Shabbos, when I say, Le'ehudim hayta oru v'simcha v'sasam ikar, I can bring that intensity of light and energy, and help me infuse my entire week to be one of Kedusha, one of holiness, and one of closeness to Hashem.